But Annie, you'll be interested in this. I mentioned, and I knew I wasn't going mad, that when I was a kid in school, in national school, there were plaster curlies. And I've just looked on the RTE archive and I have found a report. And the title is Clash of the Plastic 1977. A new virtually unbreakable plaster curly aimed at juvenile players is put to test at Croke Park. Let's have a listen.
The new hurley is made of polypropylene of a special formula. It's prepared abroad and imported to Balbriggan. At the moment, the best ash wood is often reserved for the senior hurlers, and schoolboys have to make do with inferior quality. The Wavin Pipes say their sticks are unbreakable and that they'll be guaranteeing each of them for life. And the buying price of each new hurley? £2.40. But what will happen when plastic meets ash?
Well, that's a difficult one, because one would have to denigrate the ash, which I don't wish to do. But let me say that the plastic one will be the last one to break.
And what happens when plastic meets plastic?
Neither of them will break, we hope, and we confidently expect that they will not. This is why we guarantee them with confidence.
Will you be making them for adults as well?
Yes, eventually. We had to start somewhere. This one appeared to be the most obvious size to manufacture. We will now go, now that we've mastered the process, we will now go to possibly 2 inches smaller first, then to 34 inch and 36 inch. You see, I think it will take a long time for the adult to get his mind attuned to plastic, whereas the boys growing up now and the girls may eventually have the idea that plastic is acceptable as a senior hurley.
Well, we put the hurley to the test at Croke Park today and recruited some experts. First, the manager of the Dublin senior team, Jim Boggan.
Fairly good. Definitely, in comparison with juvenile hurleys, which we're getting here in the city at the moment, they stand up pretty well and are definite improvement, in fact, on the quality that we get at the moment here.
Would you be happy playing as a senior with one, though?
I would. I think so. The only thing is, there is this... the inbuilt barriers that people have about change, and I think seniors, if they can get good ash sticks, may stay with them. Whether the stick itself, I think, would be of equal merit, at least, anyway.
And then the chairman of the Dublin GAA board, Jimmy Gray. Full production of the new hurley will get underway in 10 days' time at a rate of 3,000 a week. So perhaps in the future we'll have not the clash of the ash, but the wave of the wavin.
Where would you get it? Only right here on Mooney Goes Wild. That's pretty much all we have time for tonight. Don't forget to visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. We'll do it all again next week. Until then, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.